Let's get an update on the rural sector from Eric Frickberg, who is in Wellington this morning. Atamarie. Now, relief on its way for farmers in the northern half of the North Island.
That's right, Susie. Last week, the government gave Hawke's Bay farmers $500,000. Yesterday afternoon, those on the Hauraki Plains, Coromandel and Northland got the same amount. And that followed months of drought in the region, which led to an appeal for help from the mayors. The Minister of Agriculture, Damien O'Connor, says he wanted to hear from them as to help out, as how he can help out best. But he says on the long run, it'll be up to the mayors to decide how the money is spent.
It's far better to do that than come up with a complex regime from Wellington that often misses the mark. Every farm will be in a different situation. That's why we leave some flexibility with the money allocated. But for the most part, it helps with the transportation or the cost of the feed. And this assistance will just be part of a program to ensure that farmers can see their way to next spring and hopefully have a good, profitable year next year.
That's Damien O'Connor. He's yet to say how the money will be split between Waikato and Northland. Now, Hauraki District Mayor Toby Adams is thrilled. He says he will put in a persuasive word for Waikato's share.
We'll take whatever we can get, but I pulled the old heartstrings of the Waikato and said, hey, Northland's had a suck at the salve. Let's get Waikato, see if we can get the biggest share. So we'll see how he takes that, but we'd love 300, and that'll go a long way to help us out. He's gone in there and given the old cookie jar a bit of a shake, and out popped $500,000. So, and that's split between Waikato and Northland, and we'll take what we can get.
That's Toby Adams.
Now, something else related to drought, the price of supplementary feed.
Yeah, big issue here and an interesting one. A Woodville farmer is calling on feed supply companies to prove that they have behaved ethically in the past couple of months during drought and COVID-19. Ben Alome says farmers have an ethical and moral obligation to keep their animals well fed, so they have no choice but to pay whatever it costs to get feed for their animals during a drought. And he's suspicious when the price of palm kernel rises and falls by as much as $100 a tonne. That depends on whether it's raining or not. And Mr. Alomes adds, to get the feed, some farmers are locked into contracts for longer than they would have wanted.
I am a big believer of the free market, but if these prices spike, farmers are obliged to buy out of fear and desperation. It's quite a different story than buying out of because prices of milk, for example, are high and we go and buy expensive feed. If we're buying on fear and desperation, that ability for us to negotiate disappears. And I think there's that imbalance there where how do we actually get the rest of our feed supply chain to share some of that ethical dilemma that we find ourselves in, that we are bound to purchase food, so therefore we are bound to pay the price. We, quite frankly, probably are being gouged by certain feed suppliers. And it's not to say that we should be relying on palm kernel. It's not to say we should be relying on any feed.
That's Ben Alomes. Meanwhile, Federated Farmers Dairy Section head Chris Lewis says it's difficult to know how much palm kernel suppliers are taking advantage of the drought. He says the large price increases have been extremely frustrating, but all supplements are in short supply.
Last 4 months, it hasn't been the happy place for farmers buying stock food. And even locally for bales of silage, the prices have skyrocketed. For hay, the prices have gone up. So it's not just palm kernel. Even for winter grazing, the prices are increasing.
And Chris Lewis says the lockdown could have made importing PKE difficult too. He says it's often backloaded on ships that take logs from New Zealand, and that wasn't happening during the lockdown. Several large PKE suppliers RNZ approached have yet to comment on the price gouging claims.